This is Nitro Game Injection.
Welcome to Nitro Game Injection. I am Kyle JCRB, and I'm joined today by Slider.
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm here doing this show.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Sure. Yes, no Larry today. Larry's like, nah, I can't do it. You guys suck too much. I just can't do it today. So he was like, nah, not gonna do it. Or something like that, I don't know. Either way, he's not here. He is not here. So it's just us. And started off there with a little bit of Crush 40 with their new original single, Sonic Youth. Of course, a tribute to Sonic the Hedgehog released yesterday, just in time for Sonic the Hedgehog's 21st birthday.
He's legal.
He's finally legal. So now the next game will be all about Sonic getting drunk.
Yes.
Yes. That would be a great game, maybe. I'm not really sure.
Instead of rings, Sonic will be collecting booze bottles.
That sounds like a game that a lot of people I know would love to play. And there was a lot of celebrating going on the internet yesterday. One of the biggest ones was, of course, Nario finally completing Sonic 2 on a dance pad legitimately. He did it on a live stream late last year, but unfortunately he didn't quite get through it and had to use some level select cheat codes, and it took him a lot of tries to finally beat it. So this time, though, he beat it legit for reals, and it is amazing. Took him an hour and a half, which is really damn good, actually, on a on a dance pad. Mm-hmm. So if you want to check it out, youtube.com/DJ17Nario. And yeah, it's amazing as always. So I'm just waiting for him to do Punch Out on a dance pad. So we'll see that eventually. I hope. I know it's one of his planned games. So it's been a good week for like blue hero video game characters. Because Mega Man, of course, he got an album released from the Megas.
Yeah. All right.
Yes. History repeating blue, part one of the Megas Mega Man 3 tribute album. Have you heard it yet, Slider?
Not yet. My brother was hounding me about it, too. He's like, when is it coming out? I don't know. I haven't followed him yet. So now I know, and I can tell him.
What? It just came out, like, Monday?
Monday? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't been paying attention lately, so... Because I was doing other things.
How could you... No. The Megas are very disappointed in you. I know it. I know it to be true. No, not really. I'm sure they're okay with it. Yes, it's up on Bandcamp, themegas.com. Themegas.com is one place. Themegas.bandcamp.com is another. You can stream it for free. And, yeah, it is amazing. Great stuff.
Yeah, cool.
And we heard a couple of the demos at MAGFest. We sort of heard them. We could barely hear them. But, man, it turned out even better than I had imagined. I think I actually might like it better than Get Equipped. So, and I'm a bigger fan of the Mega Man 2 soundtrack than I am of Mega Man 3, so that's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, great stuff. And to start us off today, though, we are gonna play two tracks from that album, from the Megas. The first and second tracks there. They both go together as an arrangement of the main title theme, which is like pretty much, I think I consider it like the main theme of Mega Man and pretty much of the series in general, almost.
Okay.
Like cool. The title theme from Mega Man 3. You know it.
Yeah.
It's that Brennelfluss song.
Yeah.
You can't unhear Brennelfluss. I can't even unhear them when I listen to this. It's like, damn you, Brennelfluss, you're still getting in here. So
you ruined the song for me now.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
And now let's go ahead and get into it, because this track is freaking amazing. I got literal chills hearing it for the first time. It just starts out real low and slow, and it just builds up into a fever pitch. It goes crazy. Love it. So let's go and get into it. This is the Megas with History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2. One last time. Keep it here. This is Nitro Game Injection.
We'll be right back. different, but I hear the drums of war. And so it seems my mission is the same. What always ends in bloodshed begins as just a game. History repeating. Who do they call when robots need defeating? History repeating. Who do I call when I'm broken and bleeding? Say when you want to be the one. What you start to realize is you're the only one. So here I am, beginning a new page. But the players said it's time to pick the stage. History.
We'll be right back.
that was Taylor Davis, aka Violente, with Skyrim theme, of course, from the Elder Scrolls Skyrim. And that's from her new album called Gaming Fantasy. It's a video game cover album, video game arrangement album, I should say, not really covers. But beautiful violin work there. Of course, as always, she's become pretty prolific on YouTube for doing video game music covers. And has her new album out. You can pick it up at iTunes, Amazon MP3. Pretty much anywhere fine MP3s are sold. And other than Skyrim, she's got... Let's see what else is on here. She does a couple anime things, too. Naruto and Fullmetal Alchemist. And a couple of Kingdom Hearts covers. Final Fantasy 7, 10, and 9. Chrono Trigger. Pretty much the staples you kind of expect. Metal Gear Solid. Assassin's Creed 2. Which is not something you hear often.
Oh, that's cool.
For covers, as far as that goes. Zelda, of course. Chrono Trigger. So, basically, if you like RPGs, if you like the music of RPGs, this is a great album. Really beautifully performed by Taylor Davis. Go check it out. So, yeah. But we were talking off the air about something not related to video games, but that's okay. The Legend of Korra, which just, its season finale just aired yesterday. And if you have not watched this yet, I mean, seriously, Avatar, Last Airbender, and Korra, pretty much like the best cartoons since...
Ever?
Yeah. Probably since Saturday Morning Sonic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are one of the... Yeah, it's just one of the more well-thought-out cartoons besides all that dribble that we're getting, like, these days.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. And that it's actually good.
Yeah.
It's not really aimed to kids, though, especially after yesterday.
I know,
right? It's pretty obvious it's not aimed toward kids,
well,
in a
yeah,
sense.
Because,
it's more like young adults and probably maybe like younger teens.
You know, Avatar are, you know, like older now, so this is perfect for, you know, for us.
Yes, it is perfect.
It's still amazing they got away with it, though.
I know. It's like, damn. That was harsh. Yeah, we're not going to go into any spoilers or anything. I don't want to spoil it because it was really good. So if you have not watched this show, though, we really do recommend it. I mean, even if you like looking at cartoons, like, oh, cartoons, they suck nowadays. They're not any good anymore. You know, it's like, no, shut up. Watch this.
Yes.
go watch the original series, Avatar: The Last Airbender. It's on Netflix now, so you really have no excuse. And then, of course, Korra. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Do it.
Yeah, I don't watch cartoons anymore, but those cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some good cartoons. I mean, they're just good. They're not good just even though they're cartoons. They're just good. So, go. After the show. Not right now. But, yeah. And of course, you know, it's Sonic's birthday, so let's reminisce a little bit.
All right.
When did you start playing Sonic, Slider?
I was pretty young when I, like, it was from a neighbor's house. That's when I first played it. But I guess I really didn't get into it until I found out that he had a comic book.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. And
I didn't
then
even
I
know
got
he had a comic at first.
Yeah, I think it was... Let me see. I think it was around... They were around, like, the 20s when I first saw that he had a comic book.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe, like, 27, 28. I think that's when I first saw that. Oh, no. Actually, it was the first time I saw the comic book was Triple Trouble, the 48-page special.
Page.
That was it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's when I was aware of it. Yeah, and then I saw Knuckles, and then he became my favorite character.
Well, Knuckles is kind of a badass, so yes.
Yeah.
I got into Sonic basically, I don't know. I'm not sure why I asked for this, but I know I asked for a Sega Genesis for Christmas in 1992-ish, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And so my parents actually bought it for me, and it came bundled, of course, with Sonic 2.
Oh.
So Sonic 2 was my very first Sonic game way back in 1992.
Oh, that's cool.
And I still love Sonic 2. Sonic 3 and Knuckles is my favorite, but Sonic 2 is, mm-hmm. you know, right there, right up there, right next to it.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
So, second. And, I got into Sonic, I loved Sonic, and I loved Mario, so I was like, Sonic and Mario were my main things when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It wasn't until later when I started getting more interested into other things that the kids were into, like Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I've also been into those as a kid as well. But yeah. Like, I think around middle school and junior high, I think for a good while, I've been really like obsessed with Sonic for a really long time. And then entering 2000, that's when I started liking Mega Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see Overcoat mentioned the not for resale Sonic 1 card. I had one of those too. I actually got it at a yard sale. Not for resale, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So, yep, got one of those. I ended up playing Sonic 1, I think even after Sonic 3. And I was a little bit confused about the lack of spin dash, but I still love Sonic 1. It's an awesome game. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a classic. So
yeah, I did that. I think Sonic 1 and 2 were the first games I was exposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as far as the comics go, I originally borrowed, I think it was issue 9.
Oh.
From a friend of mine at school.
Okay.
And I loved it. I was hooked.
Nice.
So I had to beg my mom for a subscription, and I finally got officially started my collection with issue number 13, the Sonic 3 adaptation.
Oh, nice.
So, yep, that was exciting times.
That was cool.
So, yep, so I've been a long-time fan. Loving Sonic ever since, even through his missteps.
Mm-hmm.
Which there have been a lot of lately.
I haven't caught up since, you know, when did I stop? Probably in the early, maybe after the Iron Dominion thing, but
oh.
But I've been hearing stuff.
I've been hearing.
And I'm like thinking, oh my god.
Actually, I just got the hardcover of Sonic Genesis, the issue 230 to 235 arc.
Oh yeah?
So good. And I don't mean that just because I'm an Ian Flynn fanboy. I mean that it's actually good.
Oh, that's cool,
and it's a very, very, very nice book. Sonic Genesis in hardcover. It's pretty. We gotta get Ian on here again.
Yes, we should.
So.
He's been busy these days, though, huh?
Yeah, just a little. Either way, I've loved Sonic forever, so I'm glad that he's still around, even if he's like not the like AAA main draw that he used to be, and he's not big, and maybe some people don't like his games that much.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I still love you, Sonic. So, anyway.
Moving on now.
shifting gears a little bit to not kid-friendly fare. Coming up, we got a track from the brand new game, Lollipop Chainsaw. Just came out last week, I believe. No, a couple weeks ago now, I think. And got excellent music in that game composed by Silent Hill composer Akira Yamaoka. of course, in a very different style to Silent Hill, which is a good thing because I'm not sure how well that style would work. But have you heard anything about this game, Slider?
No, I haven't actually.
Really not? No, it's insane.
Oh yeah.
It's insane. It's. Are you familiar with like No More Heroes, Killer 7?
I think I might have heard of those.
Okay, you've heard of them at least. They're pretty insane. The director on those games is a guy named Suda51.
Oh, okay.
Which is obviously a takeoff of Area 51. Kind of gives you an idea of how weird he is.
Okay.
He is very weird. But this game is basically about a cheerleader going around killing zombies with a chainsaw.
Okay.
And it's completely insane. And I really want to play it. It's just absolutely nuts. You've got the one gameplay feature that this has is apparently her boyfriend gets bitten by a zombie.
Oh.
And in order to save him, I use save in quotes, she has to cut his head off.
Oh. Okay.
And so she uses magic to keep his head alive. And basically runs around with his head and this chainsaw, killing zombies that explode not only in blood, but also in like confetti and hearts and all sorts of weird stuff when you kill them.
Well, that's interesting.
It's absolutely an insane game. And, let's see. You know who Tara Strong is, right? The voice actress?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She voices the main character of this game.
Oh, yeah.
And she's, like, really super cutesy, and then you've got that juxtaposed with the fact that she's walking around with a chainsaw slicing up zombies.
Oh, jeez.
And it's got a comic book presentation. It's a great game. It looks like a great game. I need to play it. I hear it's really short, which is kind of unfortunate, but I really want to play it. It sounds like a very, very extremely silly action game.
I see.
So, and some great music, though. A lot of licensed music. Apparently, Hey Mickey makes it. Is in this game, like, all over the place.
Ah.
So, lots of licensed rock and metal tunes. And then, of course, you've got the original soundtrack from Akira Yamaoka, which is very kind of, like, jazzy and funky stuff. So, great music. So, I'm gonna go ahead and shut up about it now. Had enough time. So, let's go ahead and get into this song. This is Akira Yamaoka with Mirrorball Madhouse from Lollipop Chainsaw. Keep it here. This is Nitro Game Injection. We'll be right back. was Hiroyuki Nakayama with main theme of Final Fantasy IV from the Final Fantasy IV, V, and VI piano opera album, which I'm not entirely understanding why it exists, but it's okay. It's fine. It's a great album, but with the Final Fantasy, with the piano collections, I'm a little confused as to why it's there. That's okay. It's a beautifully performed album. But it's like, didn't we already hear this? There was the one for 1, 2, and 3, which did not get piano collections, so I can understand that one at least. So. That's all good.
That's good.
Sure. I still need to finish watching Norio when I dance pet Sonic 2. It's gotta beat that game. I gotta watch him beat that game. You should watch that too. Everyone should go watch that. Not right now though. After the show. It's very impressive. So, I really don't have anything to talk about.
Likewise, because I'm busy coloring right here.
That's right. You're doing that collaboration thing that I so rudely suggested a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm already now completing my part, which is coloring the drawing that Otacat did.
Yes. And it's my fault.
Everything's always your fault.
Thank you for finally understanding that. Wait, you always knew that. Never mind.
Yeah.
There are people who don't know that. You need to realize.
Yes, okay. Everything Kyle does... Yeah.
Everything that happens is my fault.
Yes.
Anything that has happened, my fault. Anything that will happen,
yeah. It's always his fault.
You're listening to the guy now who's at fault for anything and everything. Anyway. Let's go ahead and keep on rolling with the music. We do have a short show this week, so we've got a little bit more music lined up for you guys. Coming up, we've got an original track from the Commodore 64 cover band Press Play on Tape, based in Denmark.
Oh.
And, of course, they do all sorts of covers and tributes to the music of Commodore 64 games. They just released a brand new album, a double album, called Home Computer. Excellent work from them. And they have a couple of original songs on there, including this one that we got coming up called The Man with the Gun, which is a tribute to video games, because video games are always about being, you know, the man with the gun.
Mm.
Almost always.
Yeah.
Even Mega Man. It's pretty much, that's a man with a gun.
Yeah.
So, it's a great little game tribute. Really catchy, fun stuff. And, yeah, just check them out. Press Play on Tape. You can also see the official video for this song. They did create a video. If you head to youtube.com/pressplayontape, you can check it out. So, let's go and get into it. This is Press Play on Tape with The Man with the Gun from their album Home Computer. Don't go away. This is Nitro Game Injection.
Cherry craving, coin collecting, ball deflecting, stellar trading, team upgrading, The gun.
So, hope you guys have been enjoying Casino Night Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for about 2 minutes now. I just wanted to say to my lovely, beautiful girlfriend, who I love very much, could you have waited a couple hours at least before trying to order pizza and then calling me to order it for you instead? I should just not order it, and that would make them really mad. That would be funny. I would laugh.
You've done it online? You're already on the computer. I don't see why you should have done it online.
I'm doing it online.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. She was just telling me what she wanted. Like, you could have waited another, you know, half an hour at least, maybe. The show's almost over. I would be done in, like, 30 minutes. So, whatever. Whatever. I love you, Jennifer. But you could have waited.
I probably almost done the same thing, too, actually.
You could have waited.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, while you're at it, could you order the pizza for us? While I'm doing this?
Sure, yeah, I'll order your pizza, too. Anyway, before that lovely break there of some Sonic 2 Casino Night Zone, we had Blue Chaos Light, a newcomer. At least I haven't heard of him before. But did an EP of arrangements from the Rockman World games, a.k.a. the Mega Man Game Boy games, which very rarely get any remixes. So that was Final Showdown from Mega Man 5, or Rockman World 5 if you prefer, on the Game Boy. And some nice electronic stuff there. That's pretty much what the whole album is. So you can check it out, bluechaoslight.com. It's free. So.
Free's nice.
Anyway, I like free. Free's good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Oh, after that lovely interruption, I guess we'll go ahead and continue.
to more music.
Back to more music, because I got nothing. I got nothing. Without Larry, I'm lost. I have no direction.
Just kidding. Nothing at all.
I'm just kidding. I don't need Larry. Forget that guy.
Larry who?
Exactly. I don't know who Larry is. More like Lion Lamer.
Mm-hmm. Married guy.
Yeah, how dare he get married?
He's got a life now.
And a wife.
Yeah.
A wife and a life.
Mm-hmm.
Crap. Alright, coming up, of course, you guys all know, most of you, I'm sure, unless you've been living under some sort of rock that prevents you from knowing anything about video game music, you probably know that the Final Fantasy Remix album Random Encounter was just released by Overclocked Remix, celebrating 25 years of Final Fantasy. And up next, I got an arrangement off of that album, a personal favorite of mine. I really enjoyed this one. It's an arrangement of Gurgu Volcano from Final Fantasy 1 from Black Guitar, who's a regular over at the Shiz. And it's got a track here called Gurgling Desert Pond, which I really like. This one, it gives kind of that surf rock sort of western rock feel to it. I enjoyed it very much. So, and of course you can check the album out, encounter.ocremix.org. since it is an Overclocked Remix album, it is available for free, so highly recommend you check it out. It's actually a really, really great album. So, and of course, if you were here yesterday for the Final Fantasy Random Encounter listening party, you'd already know that, but that's okay if you weren't. Still go check it out. Got a little bit of a taste here for you guys. This is Black Guitar with Gurgling Desert Pond from Final Fantasy. Keep it here. This is NGI. That was Tia Sitch with Super Mario Bros. 2 theme from the VG Unplugged album presented by Prut Records, which is, of course, a net label. The most prolific person I can think of on that net label is Go280. But you can check them out, Prut Records, or prutrecords.bandcamp.com. That VG Unplugged album is actually an ongoing open project to any and all acoustic style remixes performers out there who want to contribute to it. It's been going on since 2009. So if you're interested, head on over to prutrecords.com and you can contribute to that one as well.
Cool.
So we've officially reached the end of this edition of Nitro Game Injection. Except it's not really the end.
When is it ever?
True. It's always this never ends. This never ends. It is always going. It's like zombie. This thing is a zombie now, just lurching forward for somehow under its own power. I'm not really sure how. It's been stopped and restarted so many times. At least four. But hey, at least it finally made it to 200. So it looks like the show's been around for a long time now. Mm-hmm. Now that there's been over 200 episodes. So,
man. Yeah, how did that happen?
I refuse to give up on it for some reason. It's like the only thing I do that I continue to do.
You sure are stubborn, Kyle.
Only when it comes to this, for some reason.
Yeah. This is all you have. You have to let it keep going.
You're right, it is all I have. No, actually, I do have some other things. Like right now, I'm working on that Turtles in Time remix project.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited because I just got Viking Guitar on board to do a full arrangement. He was doing some collaboration work with Chernobog and Stemmage, but now he is covering a song himself, which is going to be Bury My Shell at Wounded Knee. Very excited. Very excited for him to do that one, because, I mean, if there's anyone who can do Western metal and bring out that flavor, it's Eric. And, cool. Of course, another change that happened today. Unfortunately, Joshua Morse has dropped from the project, but I'm very excited because C-Jeff, the legendary C-Jeff, who, as far as I know, has never done a video game arrangement ever. He's written only like original stuff. That's all he's released anyway. His original chiptune works, but he's a legend in the chiptune community, and I'm very pleased to have him on board to do a video game music arrangement. So, looking forward to hearing something new from him.
That's cool.
And, of course, he's the proprietor, the creator of Ubiquitune. Only the best chiptune label out there. So, very excited. And, yeah. So that's what's going on with the Turtles 4 album, for those of you who are interested. I'm very happy to have those guys on board. And, yeah. It's going to be a great album. If you haven't checked it out already, there is a preview available as well in the thread at Overclocked Remix. You can hear some clips from the songs, at least the songs that I've heard so far. Mm-hmm. Some of them I haven't heard anything for yet. I'm still waiting, guys. let me know. So, I had to toot my own horn a little bit. I was just really happy and really hyped to have C-Jeff and Viking Guitar on board, so. That's all I've got. Let me have it, please. Anyway. We've got a couple of songs left for you guys. Stick around. There's going to be some fun bonus stuff as well. First up, we've got the Megas. Once again, bringing the Megas back one last time for an encore on this episode. With my personal, this song has really grown to be, I think, probably my favorite on the new album.
Oh yeah, which one?
So it's the remix of Top Man's theme.
Oh,
Can't Stop the Top. They played it at Magfest.
Oh yeah, I remember.
They played it live. So, but this one has really grown on me. It's the one that's most like the stuff that's on the first album, Get Equipped. But at the same time, it really does add some new dimensions. And of course, you got that synth now, since they have a keyboard player. So you got that new level of that new aspect in there. And, yeah. I just love the vocal melody in this one. Just, they wrote a new vocal melody. It doesn't follow the original melody. Like, most of their songs usually don't. They have original melodies for their vocals, so.
Yeah.
But this one, I don't know, this one's just really catchy. And then after that, we've got Viking Guitar with an arrangement of a song from Borderlands. It's a track called Setting Sun. This is from Dwelling of Duels way back in December of 2010, a free month. And yeah, really cool to hear some Borderlands coverage. That's rare. Borderlands, it's a fun game. I need to get back into playing it. But and that's gonna do it. Got a couple of bonus tracks, so stick around for those as well. And we'll be back next week. Maybe Larry will be back. We'll see.
Hopefully.
Nah, we don't need him. We don't need no Larry.
Nope.
So, I hope you guys have enjoyed this really short edition of Nitro Game Injection. It was fun while it lasted.
Yep.
So, you got anything you want to add, Slater?
Yes. Well, since, you know, Comic-Con is around the corner, please commission me so I can buy really tons of cool stuff there.
Yeah, there is some pretty cool stuff there to buy. I didn't buy anything last year because I was broke. I was broke.
Totally broke.
So I didn't buy a damn thing. Except for a couple of comics from Sonic Comics. Or yeah. Mega Man Comics. I did buy one Mega Man comic. I bought, or Sonic comic. I bought the Comic-Con special.
Oh, yeah. Saw that one.
I think that's it, though. Try to remember.
Commission me.
Yes, make her draw things for you. They'll be cool.
I promise it'll be worth it.
Apparently, there's the other Comic-Con going on this weekend in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Totally forgetting the name of it now. But, yeah, if you're in the area of that place, it's probably already closed. But if it's not, then you could head down there and you might get the chance to meet Ian Flynn in person. I know he's there, so. He was there, at least. I don't know. It's probably closed by now, so. HeroesCon, thank you, Flozex. You're the best.
It kind of sucks that we couldn't see him this year, though. Oh, well.
Yeah, I know. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, apparently no DC or Marvel at HeroesCon. But, yeah, whatever. You don't need those guys.
I wonder why.
Because they suck. I don't know. Do they? You're the one who's like, I know you read some DC comics, don't you?
I mostly watch the stuff that the DC and Marvel cartoons, like, currently, well, I guess not until like summer is over, but I mean, I watch Young Justice, and I think for Marvel I watch The Ultimate Spider-Man.
What about that Green Lantern show?
I did watch a little bit of that. It seems interesting, but I'm not really a Green Lantern fan, so I really didn't get into it.
You're not a Green Lantern fan?
No, unfortunately not.
I thought you liked Green Lantern, or...
Well, he's okay, but he's not, like, favorite.
Okay. That one character you drew, though, what's her name? Forgetting.
Oh, Leon Harper?
Yeah.
The one that no one cares about because she's dead. Technically.
Yeah, that's
or
right.
Non-existent.
Isn't she related to Green Lantern? Like, Not Green Lantern directly, but like in the comics or something?
Well, no, not really. Like, her father, Roy Harper, a.k.a. Speedy Arsenal, Red Arrow, they were associated because there was a story where Roy had an addiction problem with, you know, heroin. And it was Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, and Black Canary that helped him, you know, kick the habit.
Oh, okay.
That's why. So, but other than that, I've never read the comics, so I don't know if they actually did interact. But yeah, I think is it that because you saw one of my other pictures with them dressed as lanterns or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my confusion.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know if they had an actual connection, if they actually talked, but yeah, I think I already mentioned in the Artist Commons that I really don't know if there's an actual connection between the two.
Yeah, you're right, so. You did. I'm forgetful.
You forgot.
I'm sorry. I forget things. It's really
I know.
I'm really bad at it.
Well, I'll forgive you for that because I'm also a forgetful person. So
okay.
You're
thank,
good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I might forget that I said that.
Ah, crap. All right. Silly universes. All these universes.
Ah, oh, so many.
So many universes. Earth 616. I don't even know what that one is. I'm not even sure. Is that like our universe?
I don't know.
No idea.
I don't really keep track.
What's the one where everyone's female? Is that Earth 63?
There's really an Earth like that?
Yes, there's an Earth where all of the genders are reversed.
Oh wow!
For DC Comics.
Oh.
I don't think it's Earth 63. Although that would be pretty funny if it were.
Oh jeez.
But yes, that is real. And it's kind of strange. Oh well, that's gonna do it for this super nerdy edition of Nitro Game Injection. Thank you everybody for tuning in. I'll be back next week with something, not sure what.
Well, you're doing all of that, so trust you.
You trust me?
We think.
You put far too much faith in me.
Okay, we don't trust you that much, but okay. We always leave it up to you.
All right, you just do that to make me feel better. I get it. Anyway, thank you everybody for tuning in. This has been Nitro Game Injection, episode 203. I'm Kyle JCRB.
I be Slider.
And it is June 24th, 2012. I'll see you guys later. Good night, everybody.
See ya.
チャンネルをご覧の皆さん、こんにちは。三好武尊です、今日はソニックの誕生日ということで、僕とですね、そしてギターの純正の上でソニックに曲をプレゼントしたいと思います。さあ、ね、聴いてみます。 What goes up must come down. Yes, my feet on touch the ground. See the world spin upside down. A mighty crush without a sound. I can feel your every rage. Step aside and turn the page. Breaking through your crazy maze. Like a laser beam, my eyes on you. Watch me rule.
Happy birthday, Sonic!